Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. President, for handing over. And I also would like to use this opportunity to thank the expert from AMAT, Ms. Melanie Velasco, for her excellent presentation. And I think that has been very useful for all of us here in this room when it comes to Article 4. As it was mentioned, we will now continue the thematic discussion on victim assistance. I am the victim assistance coordinator, Andreas Bilgeri from the Austrian delegation here in Geneva, and I will briefly introduce the topic, underlying trends which have been identified in national annual reports submitted this year by high contracting parties to Protocol 5. And after that, I will listen to several excellent experts that we have here in this room today, and I'm very much looking forward to that. Explosive remnants of war continue to threaten, maim, and kill indiscriminately long after hostilities have ended, causing deaths, a wide range of severe injuries, and social economic consequences. Assistance to survivors is primarily an obligation of each individual state with respect to explosive remnants of war victims. It requires a holistic and integrated multi-sector approach to fully meet the needs of victims who suffered from physical, mental, and or sensory trauma due to an ERW. Thus, victim assistance goes beyond the immediate and intensive medical care provided to victims. Oh, I lost the... It implies a long-term commitment to reach economic and social reintegration of victims of ERW into society. In the framework of Protocol 5, victim assistance is addressed under Article 8. In the national annual reports submitted each year by high contracting parties to this protocol, Form FA relates to the implementation of this article. In terms of victim assistance, in their national annual reports, some high contracting parties have reported on the implementation of national programs that promote the inclusion and rights of persons with disabilities and provide the necessary physical rehabilitation and psychological support to mine victims. The miners and their families are also supported through careful assessments of their needs and to assist with reintegration into the community. Beyond Article 8, I would like to take this opportunity to recall the Plan of Action on Victim Assistance, which was adopted by the Second Conference of Protocol 5 as a political tool for addressing in an effective way and on a voluntary basis the problems of ERW victims. In this plan of action, high contracting parties decided to exchange regularly information on the operationalization and national implementation of this plan of action within existing mechanisms established by the CCW and Protocol 5. I therefore encourage delegations to refer to this plan of action when presenting their national victim assistance programs. Now we will begin with the panel discussion. First, let me introduce our panelists today. It is Mr. François Friedel from the ICRC, Dr. Angela DeSantis from FSD, which is already up here, Mr. Raphael Witwer from Humanity and Inclusion, and Ms. Kirstin Lange from UNICEF. I just have to check the list of speakers, sorry. Okay. So I would call the speakers to the podium. One has been quicker than the others, but sorry. No, it's fine. It's just a joke. We will give them some more time. I think we have it. Um, To start our discussion, we will hear first from Mr. François Friedel, who is leading the physical rehabilitation programs at the ICRC since 2021. These programs are currently active in more than 32 countries worldwide. François is a physiotherapist by profession and joined the ICRC in 1990 after starting his life as a humanitarian with a French NGO. During his long-standing career in the ICRC, he worked in Pakistan, Sudan, Cambodia, Iraq, Georgia, Ethiopia, and Colombia, and was during 7 years the physiotherapy technical coordinator at the ICRC headquarters, where he developed standards for the department. His expertise is in physical rehabilitation in armed conflicts, assistive technologies, and in strengthening the rehabilitation sector. Mr. Friedel, you have the floor.